This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker.
Google coconut oil and you'll see this popular product touted for a range of uses, from cooking to its use as a health food to treat a variety of illnesses. But does coconut oil live up to those claims? In our consumer health series, Vital Signs, we talked about this with Sharon Cox, a dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
It's a food source for many people, but also the traditional medicine part has been used by several cultures as a cure-all for everything from fever to dysentery, helps reduce or kill bacteria, fungus, viral. You know, it has been around.
As an addition to the diet, does it really add anything of value to it?
It would add a large source of calories and also saturated fat, which we don't want to have a large number or percent of saturated fat because that increases our cholesterol level, which increases the risk for coronary artery disease.
On the other hand, it's being promoted as good for treating anything from acne to Alzheimer's even. Is there any evidence backing any of that that you are aware of?
Not currently. With coconut oil or any claims that you would get from a dietary supplement, you would have to know the dose of it, you know, similar to your prescription medicine. Do you take a teaspoon every day or a tablespoon? How much of it, how long would you need to take for it to help, you know, with Alzheimer or, you know, kill a, say you have a bacterial infection? How much and how long would you need to take it?
And there's no information about that at
this
point. There
is no scientific research or evidence-based information now.
Sure. Is there any dietary value to it at all?
Yes, it's a very dense source of calories again. And for some that have problems with weight, that are losing weight and absorbing certain foods or calories, it would provide them with a good source of calories.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, the saturated fat in coconut oil and any saturated fat has lauric acid in it. But again, you would need to know the amount to take to get that benefit from the lauric acid.
What does lauric acid do for you?
It's what we call a medium-chain triglyceride, and it just provides, again, a source of energy or calories, but it also has been researched and found to help increase your good cholesterol, the HDL, but also it increases your LDL, the bad cholesterol.
Ah, okay.
If you wanted to increase your HDL, you still wouldn't know how much to take to just increase the good cholesterol. You would also be increasing the bad cholesterol.
There are all types of coconut oils being promoted out there. I mean, there's partially hydrogenated, this cold-pressed coconut oil, extra virgin coconut oil. Is any one of these better than the other?
No, it will still boil down to the amount of saturated fat that is in the coconut oil, which is about 90% of it is saturated fat.
Would you be better off eating whole coconut?
Yes, you could eat coconut, you know, as a snack, a small amount would be fine.
How about coconut butter? Is that a better choice?
That's still the saturated fat. It's still calories. It's nice for your skin and for your hair.
Uh-huh. So coconut oil is a cooking oil. Would you be better off choosing other forms of cooking oil?
Yes. Yes. One with less saturated fat. Yeah, and we want more of the monounsaturated fats than the saturated fat that blocks or causes our bad cholesterol to go up. We're looking at any from olive oil to canola oil would be, you know, good, hard, healthy oils.
Sharon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.